Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. In the Gospel of John, in the 9th chapter, we have the account of where Jesus healed a man that was blind from birth. He had never seen light. He had never seen the sun or the moon or the stars. He had never seen a tree, a flower, green grass, his parents, or other human beings. He had never seen an animal, nor any of the beauty of God's creation. None of it. But on that particular day that Jesus came by, he healed him. Now the disciples asked Jesus who had sinned, this man or his parents, that he was blind from birth. And Jesus said, neither he or his parents sinned in this situation, but this was a situation that God would be glorified in, and that was the reason that he was born blind. Now, there are a lot of thoughts and sermons that could be preached from this passage, but I want to draw our attention today in this short meditation to the fact that this man had never seen the light of day. Suddenly, he saw all that full eyesight affords the human being. Just imagine with me for a moment the thrill that he had of seeing the world around him for the first time in his life. From the story here, we get the indication that he was probably somewhere in his early mid-20s, maybe. But imagine having lived in darkness all your life up to that point in time, and you could only imagine what things really were like. You had no clue what green grass looked like. I mean, how do you describe green grass or colors to someone who is born blind, never saw anything? He never knew what red looked like. Beautiful, sparkling blue water. He had never seen it. Try to explain that to a blind man. Or the colors of yellow, or pink, or brown, or black. He had never seen them. All of a sudden, he sees. Never before had he the privilege of looking into a human face, looking someone straight in the eye and speaking to them, knowing if they understood him or comprehended what he was saying. He never had the privilege of seeing small children playing in the distance and enjoying their bantering and playing. He never enjoyed that. Suddenly, he saw all those things. Can you imagine the thrill in his life? Jesus brought light into this man's life in a very real way, in the physical sense. What an incredible blessing this man experienced. In his own words, he said, "Whereas I was blind, now I see." Imagine the thrill and exhilaration that he felt that day. You can believe that he probably told nearly everyone he met what happened to him, and understandably so. He went from total darkness to full eyesight. But listen, there is even better news. This same Jesus can deliver anyone today from the darkness and blindness of sin in your life. If you lack the brightness of his light in your life and the enthusiasm of his glory in your life, maybe you're still living in darkness. Jesus came to set the captives free from sin and darkness, and he wants everyone to experience the glorious light of his presence in their life. That only comes as we surrender our life totally to him and receive forgiveness through faith in his atoning blood that he shed for you and me at Calvary. Sin is blinding. I don't mean in the sense of a blinding light. I'm talking here about darkness. Sin is blinding. It causes us to walk in darkness. And in that darkness, we stumble around in our lost condition. Sin is that way. But thanks be unto God, through the Lord Jesus Christ, there is deliverance from that darkness. I tell you, when Jesus comes into your life and forgives you of your sin, there is light that comes into your life like none other. It does not work to think that we can have secret sin in our heart that no one knows about and still have a right heart toward God. That's foolishness, according to the Word of God. We will not, nor cannot, the power of God in our life to love Him and serve Him when there's hidden sin in our life. How foolish we are to think that it doesn't matter. It does matter. And Jesus desires that we give it all up and surrender fully to Him. Then He fills us with His glorious light and presence of His Spirit. And I tell you, there is no light as bright and as glorious as that. Furthermore, it's not just for a select few. It is for anyone and everyone. Jesus told Nicodemus in John the 3rd chapter, it is for whosoever that believeth on Him. That is anyone and everyone. I believe that the blind man that was healed, there in chapter 9, never tired of telling others how he was healed. I can imagine, just imagining now that supposing he lived to maybe be in his 80s, 90s, maybe he lived to be 100, I don't know. But I have a hunch that when he got married, and maybe he did, the Bible doesn't say, he probably told his children and grandchildren, maybe even great-grandchildren, of that day that Jesus came and brought light into his life. I mean, he was thrilled about it years later. My question to you is, are you thrilled about the light of Christ? If not, then I think there's a valid question to ask. Do you really have that light? There's a lot of people today that profess that they have that light of Christ. Oh, they know Him. But it seems to be lacking in their life. It doesn't really shine. They're not really excited about telling others about that light. And so you wonder, well, do they really have that light? I'm convinced, folks, that when we really, truly, honestly do have our sins forgiven, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, and He fills us with His glorious light and His presence, it flows from us. His light, His power, His glory flows from our lives, and we just simply can't be quiet about it. So my question to you today, is the glorious light of Jesus Christ in your heart, or are you hiding some dark sin? Oh, friends, experience the glorious light of His presence. There's nothing like it, I tell you. It brings you such joy, such peace, such fulfillment in life. Let us never hide sin in our lives. Let's be delivered from all the darkness, sin, and experience the glorious light of His presence in our lives. God bless you today as you find that light and live in it.